would you get out of this this workout against that defense, Patriots?
You know, it was definitely good work. You know, you got to come in, see some different looks, practice against somebody that's not your own teammates, and no, that was very productive. You know, can't wait to get in this afternoon and review the film.
Do you have an opportunity during these couple days to maybe sit down with Tom Brady and talk to him about how he practices and if there's anything you can take from it, that kind of thing? Is that part of the plan for you?
You know, no, it's not really. You know, we kind of have a pretty full schedule. You know, it's aside from practice, we're on our own schedule as far as working towards this last preseason game. That's number three. The starters are going to get their most action of the entire preseason, so just trying to get prepared for that.
How exciting is it to go up against a team that has such a history of success for, you know, most of this week here?
You know, it's practice. You know, it's a great opportunity to play against a practice against a quality opponent and try to get better. You know, today we went out, had a number of things, and had a chance to really go out and push ourselves. You know, and it was it was fun to do, fun to see.
What do you think you're going to play on Friday? Think you'll get a full half?
You know, I'm not sure. You know, I'm gonna play until coach takes me out.
I guess 18 days away from the first game. How close are you guys to mastering the system, or is it really going to take a lot? You know, well into the season.
No, I mean, I feel like we have a pretty good fundamental grasp of it. You know, it's a great system. You know, Coach Sullivan's done a great job of teaching it to us, and I'm really excited about going out and having the opportunity to run this offense. And no, I mean, moving forward, you know, I think we've accomplished quite a bit of our goals. You know, going in this this preseason, and you know, we got to continue to press forward, continue working, and you know, it's always going to be the process of continuing to get better. You know, it's all about your preparation, all about your execution, and you know, that's what we're working on.
Your basis was mostly up till now West Coast, kind of West Coast principles, I guess, is about, from an offensive standpoint. How different is this, and is there more, even more of a premium on the quarterback seeing and the receiver seeing exactly what's going on defense?
You know, it's they're kind of different. You know, you can't really compare the two, but at the same time, football is football. There's some similar concepts. In one offense, you have different reads. In the other offense, you have different reads. You know, it's just a matter of learning the rules, trusting what you see, and going out and executing.
Is there anything specifically Friday night in this last game for you that you're looking to accomplish or looking to work on?
You know, just ultimately go out, play ball secure football, run the offense to the best of my ability. You know, we're doing a good job coming in with the game plan, studying it, installing different packages throughout the week as far as red zone, third down, all the different areas, and trying to go out and you know, go out and play well. You know, it's going to be a great opportunity against a great opponent.
You talked about other quarters before, you know, Drew Brees gets the workouts with him and everything. From afar, what have you seen from Brady? And what's always jumped out about you, about him and his strength?
You know, obviously, I mean, he's a fiery leader. You know, you go out and you get to see him play like Monday Night Football, but I mean, other than that, you know, you're kind of entrenched in what you have going on. So it's hard to say that I've watched him really closely. I think it's been great seeing him operate live in person in a practice setting where you can hear his calls, hear how he goes about his pre-snap, I mean, operation, you know, communication with the receivers, and I just think it's cool. It's a great experience. It's a great thing to learn from.
Had a couple of games with Vincent Jackson. What is it that he brings now that you've experienced that situation with him? What is it that he does for this offense that's going to help you?
You know, Vincent's, he's a big athletic target. You know, he's a guy that has great hands. He can stretch the field vertically, but at the same time, I mean, he's a great route runner. So I think he brings just another weapon. Him and Mike playing opposite each other, just a lot of versatility between the two of them. You know, not really. You know, I might have pulled up a couple cut-ups, maybe a preseason game from last year, but I mean, for the most part, we've been focusing on the Buccaneers.
Josh, how much responsibility do you have at the line of scrimmage in this offense? Can you describe a little bit of what you go through mentally?
You know, it's pretty similar. You know, as far as protection calls, making checks, as far as alerts. You know, you got different plays. If you get certain looks that a play's not good in, you know, getting out of it. You know, certain audibles like that, but you know, it's pretty similar to what I was doing.
Josh, Dallas Clark hasn't played a lot in the first two preseason games. What's your chemistry like with him so far, and what have you seen from just in practice?
You know, it's been good. You know, Dallas is, I mean, his name kind of speaks for itself. You know, he's a guy that all pro. You know, he can go out and make a lot of plays. And I'm really, really happy to have Dallas here. And I know he's going to be huge for us, you know, and it's kind of a deal. It's preseason. You want to get him some looks, but at the same time, we got a number of other guys that I feel like they want to get reps. But, you know, me and Dallas' chemistry has been great. You know, he's been making a lot of plays in practice, and I'm really excited to move forward into the season with him.
Josh, how about Doug Martin? What have you seen? You hand up the ball, you get the best view of the house with, you know, with watching him run or catch the ball. What do you like
from him? Doug's great. You know, he's an all-around back. You know, he's a guy that I mean, he's really explosive. He can run the ball inside, outside. He catches the ball extremely well. I'm really happy to have Doug aboard.
Thanks, Josh. Yeah.